Got it, Rex.
Yeah, g'day. Is Warwick available for a quick chat, please?
He's just on the phone at the moment.
Yep. Okay.
Who was speaking, sorry?
My name's Chris. I just got my car tuned by him over in Hobart the other week, about a week ago, roughly.
Give me two seconds. I'll see if I can grab him. I'll see how long he's going to be.
That's all right. No worries.
Hello, Warwick speaking.
Yeah, g'day, Warwick. It's Chris from Platinum Tuning Tasmania. How's it going?
Yeah, good, man. What's going on?
Not much. Just wanted to ask you a quick couple of questions. Am I supposed to be, what I've understood so far is there's not meant to be any knock or fine knock learning values when under full wide open throttle? Is that correct?
It depends. It can be up to like -1.4, -2 sometimes.
Okay, so that's completely normal, nothing to worry about?
Normal values would be like -1.41.
Yeah, so I'm getting like -0.7 up to -1.4.
Yeah, it's nothing then.
Nothing to worry about, okay. No, not at all.
We set them quite sensitive on there, but it'll flash up every time you go through those ranges. So it's not like it's picking up knock each time. What ends up happening is there's two values that you need to watch. There's feedback and then fine knock. So fine
knock. I've got them both up.
Yeah. Yep. So feedback is an immediate correction. So say if you're cruising and a typical one would be like if you rolled into it and then slapped another gear, you might get a feedback knock event on that. Whereas a fine knock is if it's in the same area for a sustained amount of time, what it can do is it can apply a correction. Factory goes up to like -6. But being that it's like sort of dialed in where it needs to be, it shouldn't go any more than say -2. I'd say 2 normally means that there's an area of the map that needs to be addressed. But a -1.41 is normally pretty typical on them.
Under load. I do get some under cruising. I get a few knock values, sometimes up to 2.8, -2.8.
On the feedback or on the fine?
On the feedback. But feedback, I get values on both.
Yeah, yeah. So
sort
that's
of thing,
good.
So.
Yeah, because we want the worry that we have is if you see nothing, then that's generally more worrying because it normally means that the knock sense is not working.
I replaced the knock sensor just before we sent it into the tune as well to make sure that it was all new.
Yeah, that's
just for that reason. So
yeah, no, that's great. Because we normally like when I was on the dyno, the one thing he did say was it was quite sensitive on the knock, even though he wasn't hearing anything on the dead cans or seeing any smoke out the back. You normally see like a grey puff. He's got a nice camera set up there, but I wasn't. I was keen to leave it sensitive because you're so far away from him.
So you can adjust the sensitivity of what that knock...
Absolutely,
Okay, so...
You don't just set the... Like, there's a few different ways you can set it. So there's the range that it looks at, so RPM-wise, and then outright load. So, like, a factory actually only starts to listen for once you start to spool rather than cruise.
Yep.
Which is scary because, like, you've got this banging motor in there, and we want to be able to pick up the knock sensor to do something if it does pick up something, but at the cost of sometimes it picks up a bit of false knock. So you might find, like, particularly in like 2 to 3 grand, just like cruising, you might pick up some feedback there that's just noise. But I'd rather react to something. You know, it's not, you're not going to feel the difference in power. Like you won't feel anything there. But I'd rather
No,
pick up. Nah, it just
not that
it's.
I'm worried about. I just want, don't want any pre-detonation going on that's going to damage
No,
anything.
it's not. Nah. So if you saw how a factory car ran, you go, oh my God, like how's this thing still alive? The temptation there from a tuner's point of view is like, if it had nothing there, the customer's happy, but it's not realistic. Like that's the scary
So
part is when
potentially that can be edited so that you see nothing even though there's something going
absolutely,
on
mate.
by.
Yeah,
So this is
absolutely.
what I'm worried about, the last guy that fucked with the car. Like I said, it only lasted fucking 18,000 kilometers.
Yeah,
You
man.
can understand why I'm a little bit worried. Well,
No,
I've
I'd rather
got my
do
guard up
something.
a little bit.
If you had nothing, I'd be more worried. Does that make sense? Like, yeah, if it showed nothing, I'm like, Chris, it's impossible. Like, it's not gonna not pick up some noise. Like, even like just something. Do you know what I mean?
That's cool. That's cool.
So normally what I say to guys is if you're seeing more than -2 on the fine knock, then it means that there's room for improvement either on the tune side of things or I've literally said it too sensitive. But all things being equal, under power, if it's picking up more than -2, then to me that says either the fuel quality is not great or the ignition timing is too high. Does that make sense? So if it's only pulling like -1 and then it's learning itself back to 0.7, then it means it's right in the window of where it's happy. And it's trimming itself a little bit there, and it's doing what it needs to.
Okay, that's cool. I just thought I'd double check and make sure. Like it'll hit, it'll come up. Like
Does it do it on
I'll drive.
E85 or 98
But
only?
since I left Hobart, I topped up the tank with the A85, ran it back
Sweet.
home. There was a bit of a blend, like 70%
Nice. Yep.
ish. Then so I've topped it up when I got back home, and it's gone up to like 82 ethanol content. So I just thought I'd wait before I called you to
So it's
flush out as much 98.
actually running E85 at the moment with those.
82% content right now with 485. Yeah, I've topped it
You
off
probably
twice since I got back.
find that the knock bellies are probably noise then, man. Yeah, it's just not going to knock on E85.
Yeah, so that's cool. I remember the last guy that tuned the car said if there's any values that pop up under load, that's a bad thing. But anything up to -2.8 is acceptable. So I saw it under load, so I thought I'd give you a call then, that's all.
No. Normally with E85 as well, is if you're a little bit too soft on the ignition timing, what can happen is you can actually get a pickup knock as well on E85. So what we've seen is when you're a bit too soft on the tune state on the ignition timing, it'll go -1, -2, and then it's actually worse off and it'll just tumble. It'll go 3, 4, 5, 6, and it'll just fucking pull everything out because it's worse off. And the thing starts to anti-lag. It's so bad, but. If you're only seeing
Understand.
those sort of numbers, what you can do is if you want to, you can reset the ECU, take those fine knock values out, and just try pick up when it does it because it's most likely I've probably set it a little too sensitive then if it's on the 85. Yeah, 98 I'd
That's
expect
cool.
it, but yeah, E85 is probably a bit sensitive, but I'd probably suggest we just leave it there. But I'd rather
That's cool.
throw up a couple numbers there.
No problem at all,
See
man.
how
Just,
it goes.
like I said, just prefer to be on the safe side more than
100%,
anything. So I
man.
just thought I'd ask the question. That's all.
No, that's perfect, man. And how's the cold starts going?
Cold starts are great. It just gets a bit stuttery on the first 10 to 20 seconds of hot start, and then it comes back to normal.
On hot
But
starts
yeah,
only.
cold starting
Okay.
is really good.
Okay.
Can't complain with them at
So
all.
I might have a little bit too much fuel on the hot start. That's all.
Okay.
So if you want, do you want me to send you a map with the hot starts pulled out of it? And then what I might do is I might put a degree of timing extra into the E85 side, and we'll see if that knock disappears as well that it's picking up. Because I think it's probably a bit too soft on the timing than E85 was, if it's pulling up
Yeah,
some
right.
feedback. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you want me to do, you just have to sort of guide me through how to log and
Yeah,
what you want me to
no, it's
punch
perfect,
in.
man. No,
That'd be
that's
cool.
awesome. That's epic. Yeah, cool, man.
Beautiful.
Fuck,
No
that's
worries.
really good,
So
man. Because I hadn't heard from you, and I'm like, I won't poke the bear, just in case you hadn't got your drone, then I'd become a pest and I'm calling you. But I've
No, that's cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to
Yeah, other than that, the car feels great, feels strong. I'm happy
it's
with the way that it's performing.
Man. Yeah, good.
Yeah, very responsive, which is great, and it doesn't drop off in the high of revs, which is what I was after in the first place. So absolutely wrapped.
Sick, mate. No, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. So is there any way that you want me to go about doing the logging? I don't know how to do that side of it, to be honest.
No. So probably the first thing you need to get is the Access Port Manager online, if you haven't got that already.
I've downloaded that. I used that program to update the Access Port when I first got it before.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, sweet. Yep. Okay, so what we'll do is then I'll send you a map. I might get you to I can't remember if you had emailed me before. Had you emailed tuning@gotitrex.com.au?
Don't know if I've done that.
Yeah, I might.
Don't you want me to?
Yeah, just send me an email. Say, hey, it's Chris. Here's my email, and then I can respond to that with a map. And what I want to try and do is I'll send a map with the hot starts pulled out, because if it's a little bit fat like that, it's just annoying, where it's just spluttering and that sort of stuff. So I'll pull some fuel out there. And then the other thing I'll do is I'll put 1 degree of timing all over on the E85.
Okay.
And we'll see how it responds. Because 1 degree is not going to hurt anything. But if it improves the knock that it's picking up, then we can comfortably say that the thing's just got too much noise that's coming through. And we can leave that in there. Because I'll probably be a little bit too conservative, that's all, on it. Cause
yeah, that's it.
I'm not sitting in the car.
That's okay. I'd rather be more conservative than things that are going to cause damage. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly, man. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
Beautiful. So easy. I'll shoot you an email and
I should be able to get something to this afternoon for you. And then I'll give you some instructions there. And if you come unstuck, just give me a call. So we'll get you.
So easy. The email address is on your website somewhere?
Yeah. Just tuning@gotitrex.com.au.
Beautiful. All right. Done. I'll shoot you over something. Thank you very much, Warwick.
No worries, mate. You have a great day.
Appreciate it. Cheers. Bye.
Anytime. See ya.